Welcome back to another Daily Walk. Well, today I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the coming apostasy. Of course, the apostasy is mentioned a couple different places in Scripture. It's one of the events that has to happen before the rapture, around the time that the Antichrist is revealed. In fact, this is a step that must occur before the Antichrist is revealed. And I want to talk a little bit about it just in light of visiting a lot of different churches and seeing a lot of things that are out there. I really wanted to talk quite a bit about the observations that I've seen traveling around. Now, where this comes into play, of course, Jesus is asked when are these things happening. He gives a list of things. Paul clarifies some things because the Thessalonians particularly, they were thinking that the end times has already come because there's all these people running around saying the end times is here, you know, kind of like today. And Paul wanted to address this. And what he mentions is the point of the apostasy. And we're going to define what this means specifically, but I want to talk briefly about this. Now, before the end comes, then this gets a little bit of controversial here, but I do not find anything in pre-tribulation rapture in the Scripture. I spent an entire year studying eschatology. I studied one detailed study from a pre-tribulation rapture person. I studied one from a pre-wrath. I studied some in-between stuff. And examining the Scriptures, there is not an ounce of anything in the Scripture that makes me believe in some pre-tribulation rapture. So we have mid-trib, we have pre-wrath, you know, post-trib. There's a few other views that we have. But what we want to talk about here is one of those points of the sequence of events that Paul addresses, that we are still here when the Antichrist is revealed, but before the Antichrist is revealed, the apostasy happens. So let's go ahead and have a look at that verse, which is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 at verse 3. It says, "Let no one in any way deceive you. It will not come unless the apostasy comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction." Now, that man of lawlessness is the events occurring in Daniel talking about the desolation. This is that man of lawlessness, very well tied in several different verses. And Paul specifically says there will be an apostasy before this. So an apostasy is a walking away. What we are going to see is a number of people walking entirely away from the church. And we're starting to see signs of this. And by walking away, we're not talking about walking away from the physical church building, although we see a few pieces of that happening. What we're talking about is people walking away from the actual, what we would call in theology, the Catholic Church. Not the Roman Catholic Church, but the true church that is made up not of buildings, but of actual true believers whom were called and redeemed by Christ. The invisible church is what it would be called. But Paul addresses some of this apostasy and what this means in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. So we're going to read this list and comment on those, and I'm going to tell you about some of the things I have seen across the country and a few things online. So from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, "The Spirit explicitly says that in later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, by means of hypocrisy of liars, seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron, men who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from foods which God has created to be gratefully shared in by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. It is for sanctified by means of the word of God and of prayer." And so he mentions a few things there that we should pay attention to. One of these is the fall from faith. This is abandoning of churches. Now, we are seeing, definitely, we have more people who profess to be atheistic in modern days, then we have signs of people who are believing in Christ. In other words, fewer people are claiming association with any form of organized religion these days than in the past. Now, we are, however, seeing another resurgence right now where young people are truly seeking spiritual things. The problem is they're not always seeking the true truth of Christ, but there's an opportunity there to reach them, and they are frustrated by the church services and youth groups, which are simply catering to just to the baser desires of teenagers. Got to get them in with food and snacks and games. They don't want any of that. They want to go in and learn about God. And unfortunately, what as I'm going to mention here, our churches are failing tremendously at that. And then they wonder, oh, these teenagers don't follow God. No, you just haven't been teaching them well. Then the next thing, of course, is they pay attention to false teachers and teachings. We see this a lot. There's a lot of aberrations in the church. It was a debate a friend of mine had. Which one was the worst church service this Christmas? The Grinch That Stole Christmas themed church service or the Die Hard themed church service? I don't know. I mean, you can look those up. They were quite terrifying. The next is the searing of the conscience. This is removing of the conscience with sin. As a Christian, our conscience should become more intensified, that we should be able to get out and have a deeper understanding of what sin is. We should be more in tune with our spirit. We should be more in tune with the heart that God placed within us, and that we should recognize sin a little bit easier as we become sanctified in Christ, and we should therefore sin a little bit less over times. And then, of course, men will forbid marriage. Some people might suggest this would be the Catholic trend. Of course, it's really only the priests and the Catholic Church that are forbidden for marriage. It is a sacrament of the rest of the church is to engage in marriage. But we do have this MGTOW idea, men going their own way is what it's called. And this is a group of people basically suggesting, hey, the entire family culture is nonsense. And the unfortunate thing about this is it does tend to follow itself around in some conservative circles. And so it's closely related to the things, not that conservatism and Christianity are the same ways. In fact, I think conservatism is a poison that looks like Christianity. It's a false poison. You know, was it Rick Warren came out recently and said, oh, Jesus is right or left. He's right in the middle. No, he's not. Right in the left or right over here, Jesus is over there somewhere. Completely different things. He's not engaged in the political discussion, and we ought not be that closely either. Not that, you know, who do we vote for? Well, we vote for the person that's the best. That's why I voted for Donald Trump, and I have no qualms about that, even though I do not agree with everything he's doing. It's certainly better than voting for some moron that nobody voted for in any primary, who had no position, no platform, and effectively no knowledge. I wouldn't vote for that, you know, not to mention the fact that a lot of the policies were completely anti-Christian. But at the same time, we have those questions. And of course, abstaining from food. Do we need to say anything more than the vegan movement, which tend to lie itself along with rabid leftists, which are clearly anti-scriptural, although there are a few people in the church that would adopt to such things. Now, I wanted to mention all this because we are starting to see a lot of the elements of this in the church. Now, we are seeing this apostasy ramping up, leaving further credence that, yeah, we are about to see some events. I really think that the end times are here. Is it this generation, next generation? I don't know. Nearly every generation is believed it has been part of the end times, but we actually have the technologies, the means, and the philosophies, and the signs in the skies that suggest to the contrary. And so looking at some of these churches, by and large, as I visit churches around the country, most churches I visit are merely okay. They're soft in theology. Every one of them sends their children and their teenagers out to children's churches and teenage churches so the families aren't worshiping together. So the churches at its very core are fracturing the family unity and worship. This is why people are walking away from church, because each of those are given this idealistic view of the faith, and they're not seeing the real faith in the midst of it. Furthermore, they're not necessarily preaching sermons and messages that are absolutely incredible. We see that as an issue as well. Most churches I visit are merely okay. They're not heretical, but there's nothing in them that goes, I really want to follow this congregation. There's nothing. And that's one of those things that I see. Now, some churches that I visit are absolutely committed to the gospel and doing great things. They're outreaching the community. They're reaching the kids, the adults, the community, the homeless. They're doing a lot of really great things. But then you have also a number of churches, and it's a growing number of churches. And unfortunately, many large churches are adopting pure heresy. Pure heresy inside of things. And I can't even give you examples off the top of my head because of how crazy the world has gotten. But what they're doing is we are seeing this falling away, that people are following after these doctrines of demons, these deceitful things. Why? Because they have not taken the time to read or know or understand anything about their Bibles. They are completely ignorant when it comes time to the scripture. And this is why we have to be very cautious to give people the knowledge, the tools, and the resources to understand it. That's why this channel, even though it doesn't grow a lot, we want to focus here on the Bible. I don't want to get involved in the gossip and all the other nonsense. Let's go in, open up the Bible, and see what it has to say. And you know what? I have a small but faithful group of followers. Thank you guys for watching. But I'm not necessarily here trying to build huge numbers. I want to be faithful to the Word of God. And that's what I want to do. And that's kind of what I see in the apostasy running around. Well, with that, thanks for watching, everybody. Subscribe to the channel if you've not already done so. Please pass this along. Maybe make this video show up in the algorithm by comments and likes and things like that. And with that, thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support. Or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.